House Bill 1039 has had its second reading.
House Bill 1039, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Napoli.
Mr. Speaker, members of the body, House Bill 1039 comes to you from the Secretary of State's office. House Bill 1039 is divided into two sections. The first section deals with filing pistol permit applications electronically. As you can see by the letters and calls and postcards you received over the last couple of weeks, you'll know that there is a great fear in our state about a central registry for firearms and or firearm permits. That was the fear that came about when the title to this bill was read. When this bill is actually pretty innocuous in that it stated that it would allow the Secretary of State to accept pistol permit applications electronically. The basic reason was because when they were filed by written application, they just couldn't read them. Approximately 60% of the forms were illegible. The Secretary had to go back, track the people down, find out who they were to get them the permits. And so that was the main reason behind 1039. At the same time, over the last 3 or 4 months, we have been dealing with the Secretary of State's office concerning a central gun registry for permits and or guns. And there was a real question in the Secretary of State's office through Joyce Hazeltine that whether or not her department could, would, or should give out information concerning a central registry. Secretary Hazeltine said that she did not feel her department should be giving this information out, as she felt her office should not be involved with the central registry. When we started doing the research on this bill, we discovered that there already is a federal prohibition of central registry through the United States government. Federal law says that no state agency can keep, have, or hold any names or permits or gun registration numbers of any kind for any reason. Hence, that is the portion of the second part of the bill. It's almost the same language that is in federal law. It brings us along the same lines as the federal law, and it just states that no information concerning a federal registry can come from the Secretary of State's office. So the Secretary of State is in agreement with the second part of the bill. She'd like to see the bill passed as amended. I have had discussions with the lobbyists from the Sheriff's Association, who at this time doesn't see a problem with the bill. So we're all pretty much on board. I would ask you for your support of House Bill 1039.
Further remarks on House Bill 1039? Further remarks on House Bill 1039? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of House Bill 1039. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members will proceed to vote on final passage of House Bill 1039.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 61, nays 2, excused 7.
House Bill 1039, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.